AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Promising lives cut short in the mass shooting at Michigan State University at a vigil in Grosse Pointe last night.
We will be strong, we will be confident, and we will be able to persevere this most difficult and tragic time.
A pastor honors Alexandria Verner, Brian Frazier, and Ariel Anderson. Police say they still don't know why a 43-year-old gunman with a weapons violation in his record went to the campus and opened fire inside two buildings. Hours later, he killed himself. Authorities say Anthony McCray had a note in his pocket threatening two schools in New Jersey as well. In Buffalo, New York today, the white supremacist who killed 10 black people at a supermarket back in May is set to be sentenced to life in prison. Peyton Gendron is due in court. He'll hear from some of the victim's relatives. He pleaded guilty in November to charges including murder and domestic terrorism. There are many questions lingering in East Palestine, Ohio, where a train derailment earlier this month forced evacuations. Now people are talking about huge plumes of smoke, persisting odors, and reports of sick animals. Ohio's health director, Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff, says they're studying what chemicals were involved and the quantities.
Higher levels, especially over a longer period of time, then we can have longer-term health effects.
A growing number of local governments are looking for ways to use federal COVID relief money to help residents overcome with medical debt. Cook County, Illinois, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, and Somerville, Massachusetts are among them. A new poll finds U.S. support for providing weapons and economic assistance to Ukraine is softening. Just 48% now are in favor, down from 60% last year. This is AP News. California U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein has made it official she is not running for re-election next year.
Colleagues are calling her a legend. Feinstein turns 90 in June.
You know, there are times for all things under the sun, and I think that will be the right time.
Feinstein is the oldest member of Congress and has faced questions in recent years about her cognitive health and memory. She was the first female mayor of San Francisco, elected to the Senate in 1992. She reminded reporters she's not done yet.
It's not till the end of next year.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Justice Department prosecutors investigating Donald Trump's mishandling of classified documents are hoping to snap the attorney-client privilege. A source tells the Associated Press they want to again question M. Evan Corcoran. So far, he has invoked attorney-client privilege, but a judge can order an exception if there's evidence of criminal activity. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.